All right, so that brings us to the need for an eco-reformation. So in the original Reformation, there is this democratizing of the church hierarchy. And in this Reformation, I think there needs to be a reform of our understanding of who we are in relation to the rest of creation, and a humility of being part of what God has created, not being above it. So I forgot I had a picture of Martin Luther here for the original Reformation, and then George Fox with his experience of God out in the natural world, recognizing that God can speak to us directly. But as we head into this eco-reformation, I like this graphic about sustainability and the triple bottom line of putting together the social, the economic, and the environmental spheres, and in the middle of that is sustainability. And I also see that as shalom, as that place of wholeness that we're aiming for, that the Bible invites us into. And so so we as Quakers have tended to do focus on the social and the economic, right? So we're aiming for that place that says equitable. We're aiming for equity in the middle there. We don't always hit the target, but at least we're working on it. But adding in that ecological piece, I think, is important to be able to not just aim for equity between people and then continuing to use up resources, but recognizing that there's also this piece of the health and safety and ability to thrive for all people and other species, because we need them in order to continue to survive well on this planet. And God created them as part of this whole system. And I think we have a unique opportunity as people of faith that we have these pieces within our tradition that help us to recognize these are values that we have that are continuing throughout history to remind us of how we connect with God through the natural world, of the balance that happens when we hit that shalom, sustainable core, and putting all those pieces together. So if we can recover those things from our tradition and remember the importance of the land and the other creatures, I think it will help us as we work on all of the other justice issues in our context as well. So that is that's the first section of the talk. And in the next section, we'll be kind of going over some of the more negative aspects of Christian theology and Quaker thought, as well as some of the potentials and positive things. So thank you. And I think we have a 15-minute break, and then we'll be back in a little bit.